All right, here we go. Back at it. You know, I got to play this. I got to go bite number one. I do. And then I'll go back to what I said. But bite number one, I thought this was fake when I first saw this. Bite one. When there's a call going on with NORAD and Jill Biden and Joe Biden is in there talking to this guy. And well, if you missed it, listen to this from, I think it was Christmas Eve. Listen.
That's right.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Well,
yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas,
you.
And let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Joe Biden is so out of it. Let's go, Brandon. I agree. He has no clue what's going on out there. He gets ripped on live television or recorded or however they did that, of course. Must have been live because would they have let that go out? Anyhow, let's go, Brandon. Now the guy who did that, we'll talk more about that later, apparently getting all sorts of threats, which I find hard to believe, but that's the claim. All right, so here you go. I've been telling you about this from the top of the program, or the top of this particular hour. Epicenter. Epicenter is the name of a Stockholm, Sweden-based startup company. They've unveiled a brand new way to carry around the COVID vaccine passport. It's in a microchip implanted under your skin. My answer is no, hell no, no chance on God's green earth ever. The implant can be read by any device using the near-field communication, NFC protocol, technology used for contactless payments and keyless entry systems and all of those things. You know how you wave your Apple Pay or your phone in front of something, or you got the little code and you whoosh over the scanner. Whoop, there it is. Yeah. Somebody can come by with their iPhone and read your arm. That must make you feel pretty confident. Of course, that would never get hacked. It'll be perfectly secure. The implant, like I said, can be read. In a video shared by Epicenter, the chief distribution officer has the chip in his arm and simply waves a smartphone over to pull up his vaccination status. Implants are very versatile, can be used for many different things. Can be used for many different things, he says in his comments. That's the problem, Right now, it's very convenient to have COVID passports always accessible on your implant, he said in a statement. Oh, very convenient. How convenient. The world now has access to vaccines, which eases symptoms, according to some. Apparently, it eases symptoms. It doesn't prevent the spread or huge surges. And this has come from the Daily Mail. This is a UK rag, so, you know, a couple of comments here might not make... will not run in my vein of thinking, how about we put it that way, to be polite. Venues like restaurants, bars, concert halls, museums across the U.S. are requiring visitors present their vaccination status in order to enter. Epicenter wants to make presenting this information as easy as possible. Of course, if they can put your medical history on there, they can put your criminal history on there. They can put your monetary status on there. They can put anything on there. See anything wrong with that? Anything at all? The microchip sits directly beneath the skin, either in the arm or between the thumb and forefinger. It's not new, of course. It's been around for years, this idea. I mean, I've had my dogs microchipped for years. In case they ever get stolen, you can find them. It's about the size of a dime, this thing. About the size of a... I mean, as wide as a dime and much thinner, of course. Give you an idea. Near-field communication. Just run a smartphone over it, and there's nothing that could possibly go wrong. Let me tell you something. This is the fantasy. This is the fantasy of governments everywhere, bureaucrats mostly. To have a system where you walk through. Here's just a little hoop. A little metal hoop. Walk through the hoop. Checks everything. I'm sorry, sir. Could you step over here? You have an unpaid fine. Parking ticket. Sir, stop right there. There's a warrant for your arrest. I'm sorry, ma'am, you're not vaccinated. You can't go any further. Turn around. You're out. It's the dream of these control freaks. It is the absolute to have an implant with as much information as possible. And like I said, these things have been around for a very long time. Years. It's not first-generation technology. It's multiple-generation technology, which means they can do all sorts of things. Driver's license information, passport information, medical information, financial information. All of it. All of it is right there for you. I say no way. You want a revolution? Demand we get microchips. Go ahead. Bring that on. Bring that to me. We'll talk about it. Millions of people would rise up in anger. They would. Microchips. Anyhow, by the way, another note, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the mandates from the Biden administration. It's going to happen January the 7th. January the 7th, the Supreme Court will hear it. Because the Sixth Circuit was dissolved, a stay put in place by the Fifth Circuit. We'll see what happens. Yep. We'll see what happens here, but it's going in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. How are those Trump appointees going to play in this one? Will Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, will they deliver or will they fold? I don't know. As we head for the new year, you still need PatriotFoods.com. Don't forget about that. PatriotFoods.com, after the holidays now, it's okay. You're still supporting American farmers and American businesses. This country first. America first. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. America first. Look out for your own neighborhood first. It's great what's going on someplace else, but look out for our neighborhood first. We do that with PatriotFoods.com, looking out for American farmers that are looking out for you. Quick break, sports ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.